You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show.
Hey there, Bachelor Nation. As we know, Bing is about doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz After Show for The Bachelor Season 16, Episode 10. I'm JC, and joined by my lovely host, Candon Bliss.
Thank you, sweet JC. Yay. No longer my nemesis.
No longer
but my friend.
We made amends, yes. And of course, the relationship and intimacy expert, Miss Jenna Couture.
Hello.
Give it up for Jenna. Thank you, Jenna, for joining us
again. Oh my gosh, I love being here.
Yes. Oh, you're causing an uproar. Fantastic. And of course, our other co-host slash producer slash part-time model, Mr. Ronnie Jr. himself. What's up, Ronnie?
I wasn't going to say anything, but I didn't mean to hit the jiggling noise and the laughing.
So
I meant to give you a round of applause, Jenna.
Oh,
so
thank you.
But the sweet laughter was nice.
Yeah. So this is what I meant.
Thank you.
Redemption, which is
theme of tonight's show.
Oh, nice pull in there.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's why I get paid the big bucks. Oh, all yes. Right. No, tonight, guys, we're going to be talking, of course, the weekend in Vegas for the Bachelors.
Yes.
And
kind of surprising.
Yes. Oh.
And I wonder what it would be like if you didn't drink. I don't really drink. So I'm like, I wonder what that would be like sober.
You wouldn't have any fun.
Yeah.
I would probably hate it.
It's
and
one of the
an
four
intimacy
food
expert,
groups.
I'd be like, okay, you guys are like all over the place with your sexuality and your intimacy. It's making me like kind of uncomfortable. It's a lot of sexuality and a lot of booze.
Social lube.
That's what, here.
If you guys have been following our show, that's what Jenna calls.
Jenna has brought that word to AfterBuzz, and it's here to stay.
Yes, that the Bachelor supplies you with social lube. So we'll be talking about the weekend for the Bachelors and a preview of Bachelor Pad, possibly, and of course, why we are here.
The women tell all.
Oh boy, guys, we've got a lot to cover,
and they told it all,
and yes. Some.
And of course, no show would be complete without us possibly talking about Courtney.
Nah, we're just gonna brush that one aside for tonight. Like, not a big deal. No big.
And we've also got some AfterBuzz exclusive info, so stick around, guys. But let's start with the weekend. Let's just get that out of the way because it was really
it was really kind of out of nowhere. I mean, I really haven't seen very many plugs for Bachelor Pad in the past couple of weeks. Which is, I mean, I understand that, but it kind of came out of nowhere. And I couldn't tell if they were plugging the contestants for Bachelor Pad. Like, they were interviewing Allie and Ed, who Jillian picked from her season. They were interviewing all the people who have, like, won or have been on the show for real, not just a contestant. And it was just a little bit random for me.
You know what? I think it's kind of heartbreaking to get so emotionally involved in, like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Yeah. And then to see them so, like, freestyle. Like, I watched Jillian and Ed, and it's like, you know, they were engaged, they were so in love, and then it's like, oh yeah, we talk all the time, but you know, it didn't work out, so now I'm here with all these other people, and you know, and it's just like,
and Allie said the same thing, like, with Roberto, well, you know, it was great, we had a great, you know, 18 months living together, but you know, it just didn't work out, so
okay.
I'm excited to see Frank again.
Now take this a step further.
I mean, I kind of like the fairy tale.
I'm going to bridge men and women right here for you guys. You guys
tell me.
You guys said
tell
something
me.
So...
Give us a metaphor, JC. We haven't had enough of those already on The Bachelor.
All right, so spot on.
Tell us.
The Bachelor is equivalent to women as sports is to men. Think about it. Right now, you guys are watching... Hold on.
Ladies, are you buying this?
Hold on. Let me explain this. Okay,
let's give him
the Bachelorette weekend. You guys are like, oh my God, they're so nonchalant about it, and they get along so fine, and you are emotionally invested in all these people, and now they're just friends, and it seems so casual.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're like the pro athletes. So, like, when your boyfriend is watching a football game or a basketball game, and he's just so wrapped, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's just a game. But when you see the athletes after the game, they're friends. But the fans are the ones that hurt the most. So, see, it's the same thing that y'all are doing.
I guess I would have to watch sports.
Did you just say y'all?
Yeah, you rubbed off on me.
I don't see any Red Sox and Yankees hanging out.
Okay.
Actually, I'm just saying.
Derek Jeter hangs out with everybody, but we're getting off topic.
You were going to say, like, the players who are on one team and then they get drafted to another team. You get traded,
yeah,
and then you have to kind of.
That would be a really good metaphor.
And then, like, you kind of have to switch your emotions.
That's a good one.
Because it seems like they're getting traded. Like, okay, Bachelor season 16, Bachelor season 13.
When Johnny Damon on the Red Sox got switched over to the Yankees, that was. Heartbreaking. Goodbye, fairy tale.
Nonetheless, right now you guys just proved my point. So that the fans, y'all care. I said it again, y'all.
I love it.
You guys care about it more than the actual participants do. See, because
no.
Yes.
No way.
Look, they're having a great time.
Disagree.
They're all friends.
They get more red. They get more yellow flags on that football field than I do when I'm at home on my couch watching the game.
All right, we've got some disagreement, guys. So make sure if you guys feel. Pro or con, just go ahead and tweet us or call us at 424-256-1729 and voice your opinion. Let us know what you think. But what'd you guys think? Like, what about Ryan? Ryan, he's like the knight in shining armor now.
The one that was on all the girls' to-do list.
The water cooler guy. Oh, no, the water heater guy.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And then Ed is a player. They said that Ed from Jillian's.
They said he would be a good player.
They
said he would be a good player on Bachelor Pad, which I didn't really know what they were meaning by that, whether they meant he was a playa or if he would be successful as far as the competition goes. I mean, I guess those are sort
I thought
of
he
the
meant
same
like
thing.
Ladies man player.
But it wasn't really in that context, but I kind of, when I heard the word, was like, he's a playa, huh? Like,
he is,
what?
He seems like it. But him and Jillian, they tweet a lot.
Together?
Yeah, they tweet and forth, back and forth. Like,
well, they, like, totally are like, cool friends. They talk all the time. It's, like, no big.
Yeah.
See? So
no bigs.
I'm saying they're fine. They've moved on, as so should we.
Okay.
And then segueing into our next topic.
Thank you, wet blanket. Thank you. It's cold.
I'm gonna
and uncomfortable, but okay.
I'm going to be the law today, okay?
Okay.
let's move on to what you guys think of the first shot of all the women. How'd they look?
For the most part, radiant.
For the girls that wore jewel tones, they looked beautiful.
Yes.
All the girls that wore black and white, silly.
Not so much.
Really? Even my precious Nikki?
You know, from like here up, it was good. But I just think white.
She would have been white in a blue or magenta or,
this
you know.
This is the second time she's worn white in like the past 2 weeks, and it's been the same off the shoulder
shirt. She likes that Greek goddess one arm.
I think Nikki looks fantastic.
Tan. Yeah, but Elise, she looked really pretty tonight, and she was wearing a bright blue jewel tone. And
KCB looked fan-freaking-tastic.
Jewel tone. I liked Emily's dress the best, though. I love that magenta purple with her cleavage.
It was like lavendery.
Yeah, it was really pretty. I couldn't place the color, but it looked great on camera.
So overall, do you think just because they've seen the footage, they've seen fans' reaction, do you think they got in their heads, they really have to come with it to show Ben, this is what we look like now. Now they're making appearances. Their level of celebrity has actually kind of just risen up a little. So now
they were probably also provided wardrobe for that night.
Did you see that Jacqueline and Emily almost had the same dress on? I think it was the same exact dress.
The orange and the purple one, yeah.
I was wondering that. I know we touched on this before a couple, long time ago, probably at the beginning of the show.
Sure.
But asking, like, do they get the wardrobe or not? Like,
Jillian said no until like the final episode.
Oh, so this is all their stuff. Okay. I always wondered.
It's
that.
Like, okay, on the list of things to pack, 500 cocktail dresses.
Right.
I know. Well, you know, Jennifer was like a simpleton. Like on her dates, I was like, jeans and a faded sweater? Like, seriously? Like,
I thought she looked great tonight.
She was in black.
It worked for her.
Because she's got the flaming red hair?
Yeah, it kind of, I thought she looked beautiful.
She's got jewel tones on her head.
Come on. She comes with the natural jewel tones.
And then Jenna had a big response. Remember Crazy Pill Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
Not Crazy Pill, but I'm just...
Yeah.
She was a roller coaster Jenna, we'll call her. But
she did all right tonight.
I think fans really like her. I think we'll see
especially
her in Bachelor
at the end. When she and Monica finally share a tampon.
My goodness.
Oh my
which
God.
I thought was hysterical. I know that's at the end of the episode, but I think once we get into talking about Courtney, we won't remember that. But it was really hilarious. Monica, like, brought a tampon for...
They shared a tampon, finally.
And they hugged it out, and the whole drama was done, which I thought was cool. Like, you know, girls, it's a show. You're all said, you know, you all said stupid things, you all said silly things, you all said rude things.
I saw the eyes looking at each other when they, you know, saw stuff.
Now we've talked about their wardrobe to bits. Who are you shocked most to see, like, their character, like, the things that they said? Because they came out firing.
That would be the Chihuahua.
Ugh. I loved the Britney line. Like, you are just the Chihuahua in the house, Miss Pacific Palisades. You need
Samantha,
to shut up.
She was, I don't remember her being that mouthy, but she was annoying when she was with Ben asking him, you know, where it was going to go. And he was like, I think it should end right now.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
but
and
you know
it
what?
Was.
Maybe that's why they didn't air any of her footage.
They
I mean,
didn't
like,
air anything.
I hate to say that, but really, if that's how she was on the entire show, praise,
they never had a
praise
one-on-one.
God they didn't show her because I would have turned off the TV.
Yeah.
That was really bad. I've never heard someone be that outspoken for no apparent reason.
Screeching. That voice was screeching.
Screeching. And she didn't give anyone a chance to really finish their thoughts. And it's not like she really participated in that much to have that much to say.
Right. And no matter what, you know, they were first, in, before Courtney, it was Blakely. They were giving Blakely the hardest time. And Blakely and Courtney play a very similar game. And Blakely got booted off, but
I feel like Blakely was a little bit nicer.
She was. And like she said that she was more real. And I do, I believe that. I think Blakely was more real of a person than Courtney is. Courtney
I think that
is
was really bold of Jennifer to confront her and be like, I honestly went home thinking, like, you made it over me.
And he was going to take you home to his parents?
Like,
that was kind of out of nowhere.
She's like, no offense. I hate it when people say no offense when they're saying something terribly ugly.
That.
Offensive.
Like, that's...
No offense, but this is offensive.
That's terribly offensive to me. Like, that just shows, like, that another level of her character, you know? And it was... I would never say that to someone. Like, 24 of us got voted off, you know? Like, we're not really in a position to be like, really you?
Yeah, and the first half hour for me was hard to watch.
Honestly. Yeah, it was. The bashing, it was hard for me to tweet. There was a couple tweets that I found that I really liked, but it was hard to tweet during that because everybody was, you know.
You know, and Jamie, the nurse from New York, she brought up the fact that, you know, we were piling on Blakely at first, but she said every girl was rude to every girl at some point
during
the show.
So true.
Great point by Jamie.
Also, great point that she's still available if Ben is interested.
Okay. What was the problem with that? Because
she is so awkward.
Oh, poor thing. Like, really, did she not get embarrassed enough seeing herself on national television, split her dress, sit on his lap awkwardly, and give him a kissing instruction manual?
It was hard to watch over again.
It was like, you had to watch it again, and then you had to watch her watch it again, and then you had to tell her, oh, but we can do that again if you want. Like...
I will totally take it there with you again, Ben.
He's like, please, dear Jesus, no.
It's so funny because it's like she's trying to say something like good-hearted, and it comes out so unbelievably awkward.
Well, think about it. You have one shot. You're live. You're in front of the studio audience, and maybe she's just
it's
not
like
really...
It's like Eminem and 8 Mile. You got one shot. Don't lose it.
There we go.
Like, this is it.
It's safer to just not say anything, I think, in her case.
And speaking of rap battles, Emily... What can we
I didn't have any more respect for her. I thought she was... I think she showed a really ugly side, and everybody on Twitter was like, I like Emily the best. I hope that they bring her back for The Bachelorette. And it's like, she took Courtney down. Like, Courtney was at her weakest, and that's a point where Emily could have been the bigger person and accepted her and been like, hey, it's a show. You know, everybody's insecure. Mm-hmm. You know, and instead she kicked her while she was down. And I think that's a big character thing. You know, like who you are, like who you are outside of who everybody else is and how everybody reacts around you, I think is what matters the most. I'm going to write a book on character.
More so, okay, with the transition of this is, how is this show really positive towards women? Like, after this, we had Chantel come in.
Oh, that was awful.
And they were picking her body apart. I mean,
that was pretty horrible.
And everything was,
I'm sorry, but. Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm sorry. No sorry starts with, I'm sorry, but. I immediately disqualify any buts and any apologies.
You know, I will say, I don't remember who brought this up, but I think I would have respected Chantel a little bit more, I think, if she had handled the situation better as far as just not... I mean, she did just kind of prance in there, like,
the producers are jamming, like, poking her and prodding her and saying, you know, like...
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're a woman coming into that situation, I feel like there's just something about being a woman walking into that.
I think it would be intimidating. Like, I would just walk past because I'd be like, Ben!
But that's more awkward and intimidating because what if she had gotten a rose? Like, she just screwed it over for herself for the next 10 weeks.
I guess, but then she said that she sat down and talked to the girls for 2 hours.
After.
Oh, shoot.
After she talked to Ben. She said she talked to Ben for 2 minutes and then she talked to the girls for 2 hours.
What are they doing? I feel so bad. Can we just give them some kudos for going sitting through till 4 o'clock in the morning for their final rose? And they were sitting for 2 hours. I mean, it happened in, you know, less than 2 hours for us.
Yeah.
And the whole thing.
The whole entire thing, you know?
Well, that's how they do all of these. Because as it gets, you get tired later in the night, you may...
Emotions come out.
Yes.
Well, I just wonder why they didn't play more of the playful outtakes during The Bachelor. Like, why can't The Bachelor be something that's playful and fun? Because that was very interesting and enjoyable to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was like,
outtakes of the dog and the bird, the funny.
Yeah,
like,
that would have been funny. So it's like, why can't they play that instead of, like, you know, hitting everybody up against each other and talking about their forevers?
Because it makes you talk about it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. And if you do want to see other...
here talking about Fido with you.
No, but if you guys want to see more footage, of course, go on YouTube or ABC.com and you can see the deleted scenes.
Right, but they don't want to push that. They want to push the really controversial things. They want to push the silly, like, why in the world would she say that kind of stuff. They don't want to push the, oh, that's really, like, sweet and real.
This person's a human being.
Right, exactly. Like, they don't want to show you that. I mean, even when they showed the outtake of Courtney, like, jumping up behind the cow, or when we're jumping up behind Ben when the cow came up, like, that made her seem like a human.
That was an honest moment.
Yeah, it was. And I think that, and the Courtney with the tarantula thing, that was an honest moment. I mean, there's a lot of things that they don't show us.
Okay, so we've been going with the negative for a while, but there are also their heartbreaking, heartwarming moments. And for me, it was heartbreaking / heartwarming, which was Nikki.
Yeah, I think along with that, too, was Casey B. The two of them, if you guys didn't see, and we'll talk about them individually, but I want to make this point because I want you to see it throughout our conversations, is just picture this. Every time they would cut back to footage from the show, Casey B. and Nikki were holding hands. Or they were looking at each other, or they were having a hand on one another. It was almost like the two... And they kept doing it throughout the entire show. They would cut over to the two of them, to their hands. It was almost like they were hurting.
Do you want to hold hands while we host?
I feel like we need to.
Maybe it works.
Maybe it works.
Maybe there's something in it.
And on a special Bachelor after show.
No.
No, I didn't see that.
It was a really honest, like, it was kind of really sad to me because they were really hurting together. And you could see that, especially with the Courtney footage, even the Emily footage. I mean, anything that they showed of any of these other girls, I mean, they were really, really hurt. Even Lindsay, when they showed the final two. It was tormenting.
I bet Lindsay was glad she didn't have to go there.
I know. She was the lucky one that she was spared.
But she was spared.
There was nothing really you can say bad about her. So, once again, good versus evil. We've been saying that since the first
Belinda,
couple episodes.
The good witch and the bad witch.
No, but now with Nikki, Chris Harrison brought something up that it made me go, huh? He said, the chemistry between you and Ben was, he said it was effortless. I didn't see it that way.
That must have been on the outtakes.
I think chemistry was the wrong word. He, I believe, meant that their conversations, because their conversations were very fluid. They did kind of just
the deep conversations. I did not see. I'm like, what was he talking about?
But if you remember in Panama, they were running through the rain and like they were just kind of carefree. Mm-hmm. And Nikki went with the flow, and that's what Ben really liked and appreciated about her. She wasn't bratty. She wasn't requiring too much. She did all the talking, so it was easy.
I mean, a little bit of a pain in the ass, or a guy's never exactly. going to stick around.
And that's what she said. She said, "I don't know what it was. I was myself, but maybe I didn't have an edge." And she was totally right on. She didn't have an edge. Not really anything mysterious about her to him, and I think that's what lost his interest.
What I love about Nikki in that moment, you just reminded me, is I tweeted that Nikki did not ask Ben what was wrong with her because there couldn't be anything wrong because she was who she was. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Finally.
Big difference. Like, that's a difference. That was a difference between her Ooh. And Casey for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, huge.
Casey had to come back to say, what was it? What did I do?
Still asking, what was it?
Right.
At this, you know. Mm-hmm.
So once again, still. Maybe it's just, I think it's maturity as, you know, this experience will teach Casey maybe that it's not her. It's not her fault. Absolutely.
But if you recall, she did come up for her interview with Chris Harrison, and she did say, after watching it back, she realizes our core values just weren't the same, and our families weren't the same. He couldn't see himself coming home for Christmas. And she did seem really honest and real when she said that, and I think it does take being apart from the situation mm-hmm. and seeing it. You know, it's almost like we've talked about when you're in the box mm-hmm. and you can't see out of the box.
Yep.
She couldn't see out of the box. Even, I think, when she was sent home initially, she was still wrapped up in this, well, but I don't understand. But what? Because she couldn't really see the whole picture. And I think now that she's been able to watch it back, she sees what we all saw.
But that's, even in the show, even though, now I'm going to become the flip-flopper here.
Okay.
The devil's advocate, like you always are. Because I've always said that, you're in the situation, and of course you're going to fall in love, and, you know, mm-hmm. they're taking you to these romantic locations and whatnot. But Emily said something that I thought was so poignant, that was, men will give you the sign. Mm-hmm. Women and girls, look at signals men give you.
Yeah.
And when, let's say, Nikki was pouring out her heart, and Ben was kind of like stoic.
Yeah.
You know, he really wasn't.
Oh, blank face? Oh, I've never seen that before.
Or blank face, sure.
Wow. Well, cool.
That glazed over, like, good for you. I'm glad you're being vulnerable.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think women should pay attention. I think that was a great lesson.
Well, let me kind of be your devil's advocate then for a second. Because if you're on the show, mm-hmm. you know he can't necessarily say those things back to you.
Right.
So I think they tell you that ahead of time. Like, guys, if you tell you love him, he can't tell you back, even if he does. And he would even say, I wish I could share more with you or something. At least they have in seasons past. I've heard some of the Bachelors say, I wish I could tell you how I feel, but I can't. So maybe they don't see that as his real emotions. They see that as him guarding it for a purpose. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah, because he can't really open up too much.
Because he can't open up. And I think if you're sitting there pouring your heart out and he's, you know, okay, like, good.
Yeah, the Bachelors, they can't ever say that they're in love.
No, they can't. But, I mean, there's a reaction. Mm-hmm. You know, when he would talk to, let's say, Lindsay, or when he talks to Nikki, there's a difference. Yeah. The body language. We've talked about it the whole season.
Body language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but...
I don't get the joke.
Body language off of The Little Mermaid, Ursula, when she's about to take Ariel's voice. That whole thing is about body language instead of using her voice, which a few of those could have gone without their voices.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh. You, wow, burn.
I don't.
Oh, wait, I'm taking some. Courtney's peeling off on me.
So now.
No, you can't sit on my side.
Uh-oh. And it's like, no.
Okay, we've had Nikki. We've had Casey B. We've had Emily. All these women. How is it that one man can be a soulmate to so many?
Well, I think.
He's obviously not.
I think that you can have more than one soulmate for sure.
So Ben lucked out. He had like 25?
Yeah. No, I think he had about 24. No.
All except for Brittany?
All except for Brittany, who opted out. She's like, actually, no. No on the soulmate. No, but I think you can have more than one soulmate or one person that you're really compatible with. I don't think there's just one person that you just, that's the person you have. That's a lot of pressure. to have to like be like, I gotta find that one person. Gosh, I hope they're in my zip code. Really? Like,
mine is not. Or wasn't.
No, but I mean, really, I mean, I wish logic would set in a little in some of these ladies. I'm like, all of us are in love with the same guy?
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of a reality check.
I like how they like comfort each other. It's like, I like him so much. I like him so much too.
And I think the best quote, moving on, I guess, should we move on to your favorite?
What's
Courtney.
Courtney?
Miss Crocodile
Come
tears.
On, I hope somebody felt some sympathy. A little bit?
I think a random bachelor shouted out, she said she liked Ben, and then someone said, it's because he was on TV, alluding to the fact that...
I don't believe that.
That Courtney is this power-hungry, fame-hungry...
Courtney, by the way, just to throw this out there, I saw Jesse Metcalf at the Oscars gifting suite, and I talked to him for a second, and I wanted to bring Courtney up, but I didn't...
You didn't? Oh. You had the total moment?
I didn't. His current girlfriend was there. I didn't want to offend him.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she was...
You lost your 8 Mile moment.
I know. You had it.
I know. I had one shot.
You had one shot.
Yeah, shoot. Whatever.
Now, once again, I'm going to say Courtney is misunderstood.
Absolutely. There was... Oh my!
Candid is shaking her head. No, if you guys aren't watching,
of bullying the meanest bully, I'm not okay with that person getting bullied. It's 24 women or 23 women, you know, up against one person. I mean, and they were all attackful, and everybody was, I'm sorry, but you know, it was, you know, I'm sorry, Courtney, but you know that you're sad right now, but. You know, you were a total witch to us, so we're not going to... Like, Emily was throwing her right back, you know, her own medicine right at her, which I don't think that's right. I think that you have an opportunity to look even better by accepting it and dealing with it so much differently, but she chose to deal with it like Courtney dealt with it, and it made her, I think, look worse, even though on Twitter she's, like, famous. Everyone's like...
Well, I think as a... I can understand both sides. I agree with you that that's the right way to do it, and I would hope that all women can have that kind of self-esteem and courage to do that. I think maybe the pressure was really high for these girls to get their own words out there and kind of redeem themselves and defend themselves. Like, she was back to defend herself, but really, they hadn't ever had a chance to defend themselves. So I understand why they felt the need to come back at her. And, you know, I understand Emily. Courtney didn't accept her apology, you know, and I think Emily could have handled it better.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Emily needed to accept her apology, really, to the heart. I mean,
I think it's a character thing. You know, I really do. I mean, because I think that Emily showed a really ugly side of her. You know, I think that made her look ugly to me.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, a lot of girls did that on the show. They started out strong, saying the right things. And at the tail end of it, they say something that just discredited everything they said along the way. Like, Emily said she has no heart.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney left and they were all like, well, we're not going to give her a hug goodbye. And it's like, they could have kind of wrapped up the show and buttoned it up with, you know, hey, this was a weird experience that we were all in. Nobody really knew how to handle it. And let's let it go, because in 5 years, this is not going to matter.
I agree. Do you think, this is just kind of an observation, if Courtney was not in the final two, let's say she had been voted off and she was in that seat with the rest of them, I think they would have done that.
Oh, I think they would have done it just, if not worse.
No. I think they would have done what you wanted them to do. I think they would have accepted her apology a little bit more if she was in their shoes. But I think because they're still a little bitter that she's...
Winning,
and they don't think that Ben deserves her, which
when
I don't...
Most of Twitter doesn't
which
think
Which I don't
that,
understand yeah. that, because he's already shown himself naked on TV with her. And if I was any of those girls, I'd be like, shoot, have him, girl. Because... I wouldn't want sloppy seconds like that. But I think that they would have warmed her apology a little more if she was in their shoes. Do you agree?
Maybe, but I think that she really burned bridges with them. Like, I think that, you know, I think she really burned bridges with them. I don't think that they would have... I mean, I think they maybe would have, but I think they would definitely diced her up.
Do you think that she was... I mean, do you think those tears were real? Do you think she was really hurt, or do you think she was embarrassed?
I think she was embarrassed, and I, you know, like when KCB asked, you know, on one of the episodes who has learned here, you know, more about themselves in the last 2 weeks, in the last 2 years. Courtney was like, I know myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know who I am. And mm-hmm. then to have her watch it again and be like, oh, there's some things I need to work on. Even if she didn't mean that, it takes a ton of guts to kind of backpedal and say that, I think.
But I wouldn't have even put it as there's a ton I need to work on. It's like, wow, I need to go to, you know, character rehab. I mean,
you know, these girls are so defensive with girls. I think I get along best with girls, so I don't know this whole... I definitely don't have a guard up with girls, mm-hmm. so it's hard for me to see Blakely in her so like, oh, my guard was up. Like, what have girls done to you? Like, my guard is up with men, you know? Like, but women are my friends. Like, there's no weird guard up.
Well, Courtney talked about it early on about she being in those relationships where she would find... You know, she'd be dating someone and she'd come home and she'd find other women's panties in the bed, you know, and things like that. And that put her guard up. So she's not trusting. All these girls seem like they're coming from that area.
They're not trusting. I always point the finger at the guy. If there's mm-hmm. panties in the drawer, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't ever, when there's a cheating situation, I never look at the girl. I always look at my partner, you know,
sure.
like that's who I would look at. So it's like the girl, no, you got to know who you're dating. So if you're dating a guy that's a total playboy, you gotta know. Like, how did you get courted by him? You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how he rolls. Like, when people show you who they are, believe them. Right? It's one of Oprah's things.
Wow. An Oprah moment here on AfterBuzz TV. Now, which Courtney do you think? Now, Casey B says she hopes that Ben is getting the Courtney that Ben sees, not the one that we see. Who's the real Courtney?
Well, nobody knows yet. I think that we know.
I think that her little tender moments, you know, mm-hmm. on the show, I think that she's playful. I think she's shy. I think she's quirky. You know, like, I think those are really her. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't think that she's, like, this 100% evil witch. You know, we live out here in Hollywood, so we mm-hmm. see how tough it is out here. You know, like, every girl is a stick, and they're beautiful. You know, like, it's a really competitive, different vibe than maybe growing up in Alabama, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like maybe she is guarded and she's, you know, just a little...
Can't. No, I'm still trying to process this because I still don't like Courtney. You know, I...
Thank you.
I really don't. I still don't because I feel sorry for her in a lot of ways, but I don't like her. And I don't like people who do the things that she does. I don't care if you... I mean, yes, you can have second chances, but like you said, that's a character issue. And that's really not going to change.
Do you think...
It's really not. I mean, I don't think that people who can do that... And because of the stories we've heard from before...
Well, then there's only a few characters to really like on that show.
From before, though. Like, for the gossip that we've seen as far as her past relationships. And yes, it's gossip, and yes, it's in the tabloids or whatever. But there's got to be some truth to gossip. It doesn't come out of nowhere. And I think... If everything had been positive about her in the past, and then she came on the show and did this, and now she's apologizing, like, maybe it was a slip-up. But it does seem like there's this character issue with her where she wants to be at the top, and she's kind of willing to do whatever it takes to get in the public eye and get famous and get on TV. And does that not make sense?
So do you think? So do you think that America's opinion won't change of Courtney?
I think she got half back.
But I don't think it'll change.
But I don't think so. I mean, half is not half. I mean, she needed 80 to 90% to make a difference. Like there's still
money.
Everyone else still hates her.
I mean, like, it was real emotion. I think it was real emotion, but I don't know how sorry she is. That's what I can't really understand. Like, I could tell she was trying to keep her mouth shut, but you know what? Sometimes when I've been angry and I've had to hold it in, I cry. And it's not like a sob cry.
Well, just
it's
when people
like
are
that.
Confrontational, it's surprising because how many times, you know, as an adult, how often do you get confronted?
Not as many,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, 20 girls or so confronting right. you and like, you know,
you're
really
speechless.
Rubbing your nose.
She was overwhelmed.
She was overwhelmed, but does that mean she was sorry? That's what
know.
I can't understand.
Yeah, I don't think she was...
I'm on the fence. I still don't like her, you know, but I don't really love Ben, so it's mm-hmm. fine if they end up together. But I'm so on the fence because I really want her to be able to redeem herself, but I don't know if it's possible.
And with that said, what's the best scenario for Courtney? What will happen if she gets the rose? Is it better for her to get the final rose or not?
Oh, I think that it would definitely help if she got the rose. Because
Really?
Oh, yeah, because if she doesn't get the rose, not only was she a witch, but she was the loser. Hmm. You know, it's like Ben didn't even accept her. It's like, I'm hoping that Ben and her are together and that he's consoling her. You know, because she had to leave and walk out of there in the, you know, alone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that would suck. You know, I mean, I'm hoping family or friends were in there. Mm-hmm. But she said that, I mean, I don't think people understand the magnitude of their words, mm-hmm. you know, especially on a social media like Twitter. I mean, thousands of people, not just on Monday night, every day of the week, hating Courtney, calling Ben stupid. It's like, you wouldn't say these words if you were face to face with him. You know, why would you say them on Twitter?
Because you get anonymity. I mean, there's an entire website on, like, it's, I don't remember what it's called, but where you can post things and your name is not attached to it. You can slander anything and anyone you want and you don't have to take credit for it.
I believe it's like I think it's called the Dirty. Is that the one you were talking
post
about?
Post Secret?
Maybe it's Post Secret. I don't know.
Post Secret is where you post your
There's secret. Probably mm-hmm. There's probably a lot of them, but that's what I think is negative about social media. And I mean, that's a whole different issue, yes. But I mean, it is important because I think when she did say, the one time I really felt sorry for her was when she said, I don't like my family being affected. I don't like my friends
being
affected.
Yeah, like her family, her friends. It's like, who knows what they're all saying to her, you know, and how many people have turned their back on her, you know, friends.
Well, I would hope that her parents are helping her and maybe her friends work on these things and be like, you know what? This sucks for you, but do you understand why? You know, yeah. and really, can you work on these things and can we figure out why you're like this
in
real life? I mean, that's where her family is really going to be most important right now for her life.
You know, this is what's great about the show, you know, because it's so one-sided, and I know a lot of spoilers are saying that they end up Courtney and Ben end up together, but we are talking so much about it, we do not know. Mm-hmm. And hidden through all this, no one talked about Lindsay tonight until the very end.
She wasn't even there.
I know, it was great. But what about Ben? Anything, you know, did we miss anything on Ben? Something that maybe wasn't addressed?
Well, the one thing that was addressed is how terrible he is at saying goodbye to the girls
You guys have mentioned that all season.
Votes them off. And he is so bad. I mean,
it's got to be hard.
I know, but at the same time, there's not even any, like, real emotion to where these girls even feel like there was any validation to their connection. You know, it's almost like, all right, you don't get the rose.
Well, I liked his apology to Casey. Was it Casey S? Mm-hmm. That he was like, you know, I wish I wasn't so hard on you.
She understood it, too. She said, just given the moment and just that snap decision, he had to, you know, say something.
And he was probably angry because he assumed things that maybe weren't true. I mean, it was a very emotional, quick moment.
Yeah.
But Ben wasn't, for me, the Ben segment, I didn't get much out of it.
No, me either. He was the shortest interview, I think.
He basically had to reiterate why he didn't give a rose to Nikki.
It was painful hearing all of them ask, why not me? And it's like we were talking about last week, the whys don't matter. Mm-hmm. And how embarrassing to say, like, why wasn't it me? And it's like, why do you want to know on national TV?
Right.
Like, who cares? Like, it... You know, for Jennifer, I'm sorry to bring this up again, but Jennifer, to bring that up, it was like...
it was painful. It's been a long time.
And as Ben said, welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah, I think it was. He was super not okay to
be
there.
He has tweeted that it has been the worst experience of his life.
That's pretty intense.
You're starting to see it on, like, various shows that he would not do this again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he doesn't seem happy. I mean, he didn't seem happy. I'll say that on tonight's show. He just was like, okay, I'm here.
Something happened in the middle of the season because his demeanor changed.
We talked about that snap in his emotions and in the way that he was talking and how much he said. I mean, he just stopped saying anything, really. Yeah. I think he came in very open and then he just shut off.
I think it would be a really hard thing, you know, like just on a humane level. I just hope that people can, you know, kind of see where this, you know, this show is just...
Do you think this has been the most harsh Bachelor season as far as fans go? What would top it? That's my, like,
you know, as far as fans go, I think this might be one of the harshest.
You know, and I would compare it to Molly, Jason and Molly, when he was with Melissa and he switched, he was hated.
Yeah, he was hated.
And also Brad, when he didn't pick either girl in Brad's first season. Yeah. So.
But it's all been after the contestants, you know, but just to have
throughout.
The, all but then the people hate watched Molly and Jason's wedding and, mm-hmm. you know, Brad came back for a second season and everybody loved him. And
I still do.
So I think Brad, you know, and I was wondering about Courtney on Bachelor Pad. Like, is she going to do it? Is this too much? What is the...
That is why
I can't decide if it's going to help her redeem herself or is it going to just make people hate her more.
I would lay low.
Yeah, me too.
I would lay low.
She's not going to follow the Michelle Money plan.
But is she capable of doing that?
I don't know. Well, since this is the Women Tell All episode, I just wanted to say that I've had a tremendous time tweeting with Scott McDougall. I have had so much fun. He is so much fun. He keeps me entertained during the week as well.
And our super fan.
He's one of our super fans.
We need to get him in here.
I know. You need to call in, Scott.
Who knows? Next week we'll have...
He's hosting the East Coast tonight, so thank you for that. And I just really enjoy tweeting with him. Someone asked me if I had to give up Twitter or Facebook, which one would I give up? And I'm like, oh, no, I totally give up my real friends first.
Ouch.
I just love Twitter, though. I mean, you just get to meet mm-hmm. so many different people you wouldn't normally talk to or, you know, get introduced to, and it's fun and it's playful.
Yeah, that's why you're our Twitter girl.
Yes. I know, and you can jump into any conversation. I'm like, I don't know if you can, but I do.
I keep getting the little Jenna, when Jenna and Scott tweet, I'm like, is it talking to me or no? I can't decide.
Well, and I found
I'm so not a Twitter genius.
I know, like, and I found that other girl, and I can't remember her whole name. It was that... Jaclyn, I think, who did the video on impressions of Courtney.
She was Oh my gosh, I saw that. That was
so funny. I just loved it. I was like, I was looking at our AfterBuzz TV, and that came up in the slider, so.
Well, Bachelor Twitter fans, help Candon. Give her, like, Twitter 101 and keep
tweeting. Tweet me and teach me.
and send me all the hate mail. And I think this is a perfect moment to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with our... special segment, which is a Bachelor surprise, an exclusive, some news and gossip, and of course, final predictions.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives. And more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
All right, welcome back, guys. Now, I told you we have an exclusive, and what woman wouldn't love to see this? This is possibly, we found out on Rumor Control earlier today that this is the ring that Ben will give one of the contestants. And Ronnie's pulling it up on our board.
There it is.
The cushion ring.
Yes, Jen already knew. It's a cushion ring. It's by Neil Lane. And it looks like it's like an SI Clarity. I actually ended up calling Neil Lane today.
JC thought he was going to get some information.
Oh my gosh, God bless him. That's our stalker over here.
And of course, they said we cannot release that information.
Oh, imagine that.
But I made another phone call to some people that are in the jewelry business, and they said, give me some info on it. And they told me it's a pillow cut, cushion cut, which is known by Neil Lane. That's what they use for most of their diamonds, mm-hmm. which is the diamond they say is valued around at least 50 grand.
Wow.
Yeah, nice for being on a reality show for 6 weeks.
I heard, though, that Ben picks Courtney, but doesn't give her the ring.
Oh, we're going full out into rumors now.
That's just what I heard.
Well, I had a question when JC told me about this ring.
Yes.
Who does the ring fit? Yeah, I feel like has bony fingers. I feel like this is a Cinderella story. Like, who does the glass slipper fit? But you know, I every time I see a ring, I'm like, okay, well, who does it look like? Like, does it look like the bride? And who do you guys think this ring looks like?
I think it could go both ways.
I know rings are getting so generic these days. It's hard.
I know.
Honestly, no. I do see this ring.
Maybe Courtney, because she's a square.
I do see it as.
I see Courtney more as like a solitaire girl.
You think so?
Yeah. I see her as a square.
I disagree.
Really?
I think that that ring goes on Courtney's finger. I think that for
you
the
think Lindsay is like a solitaire girl.
I think so because she's the princess.
She's okay. Yeah, I see that. She's simple.
The good versus
Courtney
evil.
Wants more bling. I just see solitaire as more feminine, maybe. But maybe you guys, maybe it's not real like that. Maybe.
Hey, Ronnie, who do you think that ring goes to?
Jenna Couture.
Oh, he thinks Jenna Couture.
Brad Womack, Jenna Couture.
And the romance continues.
Who does the what? The ring go to?
Ronnie's like not paying attention.
I am, no, but I think Jenna.
Who does the ring fit? Courtney or Lindsay?
You know, of Jenna and
Courtney
Candid.
And Lindsay. Well, no, I'm not going to pick between those two because I like both of them. But I'll say it would always be Jenna over the other two girls you just said, Courtney and Lindsay. Yeah, Jenna's number one.
Thank you.
But not me.
Oh, no, because you get solitaire.
Oh, that's right.
Saves.
I already sent you the nicest tweet in the world today.
I know.
So.
Ronnie gets the superlative for nicest tweet
I didn't get
today.
That.
I got a sweet tweet from Ronnie. Sweet tweet.
Oh, sweet,
sweet tweet.
Well,
that's because that's my new segment.
We work here at AfterBuzz so many hours together. I thought the world should know how great she is.
From you. That's so sweet. But
all right, nice heartwarming moment, but this is bachelor time, guys.
This is not heartwarming.
This isn't heartwarming. This is
like a drill sergeant. Like, get back to it.
Let's get back to it. No. All right, now you have some gossip for us.
I do. I have a little news and gossip. I don't know if this is news, but it's kind of gossip. So when we were watching tonight's Women Tell All, there was a nice little commercial. You know, we had a commercial, and when we came back to the show, we saw a familiar face, one of our AfterBuzz hosts, Kendra Cavasel, who I hosted The Help with at our Oscars gifting suite. Aww. It was amazing. We saw her clapping and cheering for
the
show.
Audience.
So I texted her. I'm like, oh my gosh, did you go to the Women Tell All? She's like, yeah, I went to the thing this weekend. But really, they were filming the After the Rose ceremony this past weekend.
So it's been shot, okay.
So it's been shot already. And so we asked her when we saw her tonight, what was she wearing when she went? And she said yellow. Well, the girl that we saw was wearing purple. So I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So we rewinded it for her. And she's like, oh my gosh, that was last year. She went to the showing last year. And
they
reused
footage
from last year.
As the studio audience. So then once again.
What do they do to this show? They edit everything.
So then basically, Courtney is probably the nicest girl in the world.
Oh, yes. I don't know about that.
See?
There you go. Right there, Ken.
I don't know about that.
You walked into that one.
I know I did, but that is the one exception to the rule. That's... No, I mean, it's interesting, though, that, I mean, why would you reuse last year's footage? I would imagine.
Maybe they weren't all in jewel tones like they were
supposed
to be.
Maybe.
It's all about jewel tones.
It's all about the jewel tones.
All right, now this is the moment that we've all been waiting for the last 10 weeks. We've seen the good, the bad.
The ugly.
And the Courtney.
Yes!
I'll give you that one, Candid, but time for final predictions.
Predictions.
This is it.
And now.
Oh my gosh, this is our last prediction.
This is it. No going back.
No going back. So does that mean whatever we say right now, we have to like stick to? Like there's no going back.
6 days, yep.
There's no going back.
Jenna.
Courtney.
Oh, that was quick. Candid.
I have to stay true to myself and say Lindsay just because I'm hopeful.
Is that who you want to win or who you think Ben will pick?
Oh, man, that's hard.
Because, I mean, honestly, I would like to see Lindsay win.
I would like to see Lindsay win, but I do think Courtney's going to win.
Yeah. But I also see more, see more chemistry between Ben and Courtney.
I do, too. However, do you think that this is kind of off subject, but not really? I don't think Courtney looked like a winner tonight. She did not.
I think that she was coached to not give any sort of impression.
But I can't see her faking that. I can't. I mean,
she is an actress.
What is she supposed to go in there and apologize and be like, but I won. So, I mean, I kind of don't care what you guys think. I mean, I think her whole objective was just to apologize. And that was it. You know.
So there
because
you
have
it.
Because if she kind of even smirked like she won, we would have caught on to it like that. Yeah. We'd be like, oh, true. She won, and she was kind of smearing in their face again right when she was trying to say sorry.
I guess. I mean, maybe she is an actress. Who knows?
Well, so it leaves us with more questions than answers.
What about
once
you?
Again.
Don't you even think?
Don't you think you're getting out of
you're
this
like,
one?
You're like, well, ladies, it's been fun. Well, then, no, no,
well,
no, no,
actually,
no.
We're actually running out of time. So due to time purposes, I'm going to say...
No. We always have enough time for one
there's
last prediction.
There's a new rule. The time is allowed for you to make your prediction. So get on with it.
Ready? Five, four, three, two, one.
I think next week we're going to have the most controversial Bachelor episode ever, and we'll talk about it next week.
Come on, JC.
Come on, JC.
I've been saying it all along.
This isn't fair to all your fans.
Okay. I've been saying Courtney for the most of the season, but I'm sticking to my guns from week one when she came in the horse.
Yep.
And it was a battle of good versus evil, and I said it was going to be either Blakely or Courtney versus either Casey or Lindsay. And in the end, they were going to push the story, the villain, they were going to make her the worst villain of all time. Mm-hmm. And in the end, to redeem the franchise, he's picking Lindsay.
Let's hope so.
You heard it here first.
I've seen him in hot water with Courtney.
So there you have it, guys. Team, I'm switching. Team Lindsay.
Yay!
Okay, I'm only Team Courtney. I'm here for you, Courtney.
That means we're friends again.
And with that said, guys, we are out of time. Candon, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Candon Bliss or at CandonBliss.net.
And Miss Jenna Couture?
I'm at Jennatime Tweets.
And Ronnie Jr. He can be found at Ronnie Jr. Media.
And JC.
I can always be found at The Everyday Man. And you can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. Until next time.
Ciao.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.